97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Oh. This is what we're doing?
I mean, what are we doing? It's Monday.
Hey, good morning. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Laura Stiles, how are you?
I'm good. Feeling good. Ready to kick off the week.
Monday vibes?
Monday vibes. Yeah, we got some, you know, we're going to play a little game of Laura Never Loses. So people calling us up at 800-223-9797.
Love that game.
But what we got for the people?
How about we play what seems to be, Shawnee, a favorite off that real late album I have. That Snake Eyes, that Ghostface, that Crime Apple, that Jim Jones, Early in the Morning. Get the week started with Something New York, Something Right. How about that?
I mean, it sounds good to me.
All right, let's do that. So we're going to play that joint, Snake Eyes. If you haven't heard it, streaming everywhere. Woo! There. That's right. You can stream my Real Late album everywhere on streaming services. Shouts to Ghostface, Crime Apple, Jim Jones, Disco Vietnam on the beat. Laura Stiles,
nice.
Good morning.
Good morning. Check this out. Are you going to ask me about my weekend?
Sure.
Because I had a nice, relaxing weekend. I pretty much just chilled. I went to eat a couple times. But other than that, I relaxed with the baby. My baby's now crawling, Rosenberg.
Ooh.
So I thought I was going to have a little more time of just like sit here and chill. I'll be right back. Nope.
It's over.
It's over. I turn around and she's like crawling towards the nearest danger zone all the time. I'm like, all right, let's go.
How fast is she crawling?
She's not super fast, but she's like fast enough that she'll get there. You know what I mean?
All right. But that's so like, so you don't have
to,
but right. But it's at least it's not instantaneous. Like she moves and she's gone.
Right. Not yet. But I feel like that's going to happen. Shawnee, you're a dad. That's going to happen like soon, right? By the end of the week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Once she got the rhythm of what to do. Oh, the speed is next.
Yeah. Because she got it.
We playing catch up.
Before she would just like rock back and forth, push herself backwards. Oh no, she figured it out. That forward motion, like, oh wait, I could get there. It's a wrap.
This time next week, we'll be hearing a different story.
Yep.
Damn, that fast.
Yeah, because once she has the mechanics, now it's just pace.
Fam, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. I looked at her yesterday. I'm like, what happened to you? You're my little baby. She was just like, yeah,
let me play the Ebro role here. Well, you better get ready. She about to crawl that ass out of the house. Get an apartment. What do you mean?
She's 7 months.
Yeah. You want to crawl? You better pay rent.
Exactly.
I know. All right.
Well, that's
that, everything's great.
Very, very exciting. Shawnee Culture, thank you for the Soca recommendations.
I saw that.
The wedding was a big success over the weekend. People seemed to enjoy themselves.
Very nice. I saw you did a couple of things. You dived in water, dove in water.
I dove for the first time, guys. Right. I dove. I've never been able to dive my entire life. It was ugly. It was unathletic looking. It was terrible. But for anyone out there who knows the feeling of not being able to dive, the second it happened, I was like, oh, my God. I just did it. I did it.
Yeah, man.
Now do you understand Jay-Z when he did it?
Was that Jay-Z?
Well, we don't know what the story was behind that. Maybe Jay-Z was attempting to do the same thing. Maybe he was trying to learn to dive for the first time.
You know what I mean?
Because mine did look Jay-Z-esque. There's no doubt.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, but you
did it.
It
was not pretty, but it was head first. That's the thing. And so it was a big weekend.
And the party was lit. What was the big tune?
Honestly, the biggest stuff was the bride was my age, like 40, 41, and the groom was 4 years older, like 45. Mm. The big winners felt like the 99, 2000, 2001 party jams.
Got you.
That was kind of the Jagged Edge, the Ludacris. The Eve, that seemed to be the realm. When these people were like, you know, 22, that seemed to be
right, big.
That's but it was fun to be back on the wheels, though, and they were a beautiful couple. And, you know, they flew me to Jamaica, so it was fantastic. Let's play a little Lord Never Loses, shall we?
Yeah. All right, well, check this out. We have something dope to give away. I have a prize.
Oh, wow.
All right, so you can win an Ultimate Boss Dad experience. So we're giving you dinner, a Rich by Rick Ross VIP men's grooming kit, a a personal Father's Day message from Rick Ross himself, and also everyone who wins will qualify for the grand prize, which is luxury men's watch made hot by Roslyn Social, Vladdy's Diamonds.
All right.
All right, who we got?
Who we got then, Shawnee?
We have Edna on the line.
Edna.
Hello. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey. How
are
you?
Morning, Edna. Where are you?
I'm on my way to work.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I'm an ICU nurse. I'm on my way to the hospital in New York.
Wow. Big up yourself. Thank you so much for all the work you do. ICU nurse. That's intense stuff. How long is your shift today?
Till 7 p.m., so 12 hours.
Oh, just a quick 12?
Quick 12.
Just a quick 12. Light work.
Oh, man. All right. Sending you a big hug, man. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys.
All right, Edna, let's see who you're up against. Shawnee, who's that?
Bruno.
Bruno.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
What's popping, Bruno? Where are you at? What you doing?
I'm coming from Queens, going to Brooklyn, going to work.
Quick. All right. What do you do?
Queens. I am a supervisor at a construction site in Brooklyn, Coney Island.
All right.
Okay,
no doubt.
Okay.
Big up to our construction squad. Edna, who do you want to represent you with an actual prize on the line in Laura Never Loses? Myself, Rosenberg, or Laura Stiles?
I'm going to go with Laura.
All right,
it's
Edna.
It's the right thing to do.
Me and you. All right, we're going to win this. We're going to win this.
All right, Bruno, I'm going to do my best to win this for you, buddy. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. It's time for Laura Never Loses.
All right, here we go. Okay, who claims his song "I'm in Love with a Stripper"
Peter.
Was
Laura.
Pete
T-Pain?
That is correct. Para Mirabo is a capital city located in what continent?
Peter.
Pete.
Oh,
Africa.
Incorrect.
Ooh.
In what continent? I'm going to go
what
with...
what continent?
I'm going to try South America.
South America is correct. Capital okay. Suriname.
Oh, okay.
Kanye West debuted his line.
Laura. His line with Gap?
Gap is the answer. In The Wizard of Oz, what did the scarecrow... Pete.
Courage.
Incorrect. What did the scarecrow want from the wizard?
What?
Scarecrow... Do you want brains?
Oh, damn, that
brains.
Was the lion.
Yeah,
the lion. Damn it, I the lion.
That is correct. Okay. Which rapper claims he invented Logan Paul?
Peter.
Laura.
I don't even know.
I know.
Go ahead, Laura. Just win.
Two.
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy says he did that. Laura
wins.
He
invented
wins.
Logan Paul, too. Wow.
Yay.
Soulja Boy does everything.
Edna.
Edna, let me tell you what you won, Edna, okay? You won the ultimate boss dad experience. So you're going to win dinner, a Rich by Rick Ross VIP men's grooming kit, a personal Father's Day message from Rick Ross himself, and everyone who wins will qualify for the grand prize, which is a luxury men's watch made hot by Roslyn Social and Vladdy's Diamond.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bruno, I let you down. I'm sorry, man. Good luck. Have a good day, bud, all right?
It's all good. It's all good. And again, Ibro misses another interview with Bruno, a.k.a. Bruno Mars.
That's right, Bruno. You know what time it is. Thank you guys so much. Edna, hold on one second. Laura, what do we have coming up in Flashing Lights?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, rapper Polo G was recently arrested in Miami. So I'll give you the details on the story coming up next.
Seven minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Oh, speaking of Europe with Ginobili, we'll talk NBA playoffs in a little bit and the Brooklyn Nets, who may have a little bit of a problem to deal with. We'll talk about that as well. But right now, it's time for Flashing Lights.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights, lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
Put us on, Laura Stiles. Put us
All
on.
All right. So, rapper Polo G was recently arrested. This was after an altercation he had with Miami police. Now, he was in town for an album release party and was pulled over for a traffic stop. Now, according to records, he was charged with threatening a public servant, using violence to resist an officer, and resisting an officer without violence, and criminal mischief, blah, blah, blah. But afterwards, he tweeted, they're playing foul in Miami. He also added that one of the officers told him that they were on us since we got off our jet. So he feels like he was being targeted. Like they were just looking for a reason to
Wait, real quick, what were the supposed charges again?
All right, let me see. Threatening a public servant.
Okay, so he got mad at the police.
Using violence to resist an officer.
So he didn't want to get arrested by the police. Okay.
Resisting an officer without violence and criminal mischief.
So, yeah, it didn't sound like he did anything.
Yeah, that's why I was like, this sounds like a lot of fluff. Like, they're just being extra with him.
All of it sounds like him not wanting to be arrested. None of it sounds like they have an actual charge for him. Except for the fact that they were like, hey, we're going to arrest you.
Right. So let's see, man. But he definitely, you know, feels like he was being targeted. But the fact that one of the officers told him that they were on him since he got off our jet sounds a little fishy.
Yeah. That doesn't sound... That sounds like a nothing burger to me. But at the same time, these days, seems like so many of the new artists are always in so much trouble right away. And this one just doesn't sound like there's a lot of teeth there. So let's hope for the best.
All right, so what's going on with the Brooklyn Nets, man?
The Brooklyn Nets got some problems, man.
Why?
Well, they were already without James Harden. And then yesterday, early on, they lost Kyrie Irving to an ankle injury. Now the
Was it bad?
Oh, it looked horrible. It's one of those ones that's hard to watch. But at the same time, I had a hunch when I saw it that it would not be, you know, a break or anything like that. And it's not. It's negative. However, the Nets lost for the second straight time to the Bucks, so that series is 2-2 as they head back to Brooklyn tomorrow night. And they may be down Harden, who's nursing the hamstring, and Kyrie, who's now nursing the ankle. I mean, this is my concern about the Nets in the regular season. I was like, I don't know that I can picture all three playing in the playoffs because they basically never did. And now here we are, and KD is the, at this moment, the only one of the big three standing. We also got to talk about the fight, the near fight from Thursday night in the Brooklyn series too, and whether or not there was a violation that took place in terms of code. But there's a lot to get to with that.
All right. Well, I'm sending the Brooklyn Nets a lot of luck. So how about that? Let's send some positivity, man. It's Brooklyn.
Positive vibes.
Positive vibes, man. Positive vibes. That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7:02. High of 72 degrees. It's going to be rain all day today. So if you're on the roads, guys, just be careful. People be driving. I don't understand. As soon as a little rain comes, people drive crazy. So just watch out, okay? Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
WQHD-FM, HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Good morning, everyone. Good morning on this Monday, June 14th, 7:22. And Laura, there are so many things in this world where if you're not careful, you can trip, you can slip, you can stumble, you can fall. Sometimes you can blatantly just make a decision. You can thoughtfully take your time and decide to do something that at the end results in this.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Ah, Laura Stiles, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was not on the air on Friday, so I was not able to talk about this, but I have to keep it real. I don't want to do it to the Brooklyn Nets because I love the Nets as an organization. They treat us great. Matter of fact, I've been told tomorrow morning we got another special ticket giveaway for the playoff game for Game 5 for our Brooklyn Net fans.
All right. I love that.
But Laura, on Thursday night in the Nets-Bucks playoff game, Kevin Durant got into a little bit of a shouting match with PJ Tucker of the Bucks. And no hands were put on each other. They were just in each other's faces, jaw-jacking, if you will. And all of a sudden, in flew a shadow into the scene who sort of pushed PJ Tucker in his side and then stood in front of KD to break up the fight. Who was this person, Laura?
Who?
It was Kevin Durant's personal security guard who ran onto the court to break up a non-fight between players. You can't do that.
No.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
No.
Now, the NBA has decided he will not get to be a part of the Milwaukee series after this event. But, like, man, guys, just to be really blunt, can I just be blunt with everyone?
Go ahead.
I have a very light personal relationship with both Katie and Kyrie. And we send Kyrie our best this morning as he rolled his ankle bad yesterday. X-rays were negative, and God willing, Kyrie will be all right. But I have, like, a light personal relationship with both of them. So I do not take any great satisfaction. As much as I know people think we just like to get on the radio and be a-holes, it's not really fun to talk trash about people you know and may see again. It's not always fun. But Shawnee, how could I, as a self-respecting man who enjoys sports, not call someone out for their personal security guard running on the court during a fight?
Yeah, that's not, you can't do that.
What part of the game is that? Like, if it's in the club, I'm giving the guy a raise.
Right.
Okay? If it was on the street, I'm giving the guy a raise. You can't have anyone. The only people who can have your back when you're on the court are your teammates.
Right, that's it.
That's the rules of engagement.
Security's
It's not even like hands were thrown, though. But, you know what I mean?
Laura, if you were to see it, it was the most basic every night. Cass, you would agree, right? Every night of the NBA playoffs, jaw-jacking, right?
Yeah, the whole get in your face, push-shove type thing.
Nothing it was minus even the shove, except the only shove came from his security guard. Hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura Stiles, what do you got?
So I was reading this story is so foul. So a nurse, first of all, here, we love nurses at Ebro in the Morning.
Sure do.
We always show you guys a lot of love, but I'm sure you guys have your own stories about foulness in the workplace. This nurse who's working at a COVID unit, this happened in London, just reading this story how she got caught stealing a dead patient's credit card to buy snacks a few minutes after she passed away.
Wait.
What?
Wait, hold on. She took the credit card and went to the snack machine?
Yes.
Wow. Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ice cold milk and Lorna Doones.
Damn. Her name is Aisha Bershad. She took her 83-year-old patient's card after she died and then used it 17 minutes after the time of death to go buy some soda, some chips, some snacks.
What?
At the vending machine in the hospital.
Was it worth it? Was it worth it?
You played yourself.
You now have to forever be the lady who swiped. And by the way, that means in all likelihood this lady wasn't even a stranger. Knew her. And she died, and then you took her credit card. What did you take her credit card for? To pay off some sort of loan, student debt? You had no. To get some Mrs. Grandma's cookies? That's what you did?
Wow.
So, and you want to know how she got caught? Because she tried to do the same thing later on in the day. She tried to try again before
that's always what it is.
That's when police say the card had been canceled. So it led to her, you know, them tracing everything. And that's where the red light came on.
It's always the extra one. Yeah, when you're like, yo, let me go back and get one more. Yo, those, you know what I'm talking about, Shawnee? The blue bag, grandma's cookies.
Right. Those was good. Let me get those again.
She was like, yo, those little, the delicious vanilla sandwiches.
That melts in your mouth. You know what I'm saying?
That's terrible.
And when I first heard it, I'm thinking, like, this can't be the first time she's tried this.
No.
She goes straight to the vending machine and gets, like, four things.
This has been the hustle for a long time.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Give her the butt.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big willy talk, hop you up. Playing yourself. You're playing yourself. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
I mean, those blue packs of cookies, though.
I'll tell you what, though. A grandma. You know how...
You know how I feel about the ice cold milk and Lorna Dunes.
I mean, come on, baby.
Listen,
like it, baby?
Double Vacation John is back, ladies and gentlemen. DJ John, you remember him. He's back. He's got prizes. There's a lot to do. Wow. Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, good morning.
Good morning.
Wagwan.
Ho, word?
I came to bring the pain. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. Let me take this time on this Monday morning to remind you, for those who've forgotten, my album is still streaming everywhere, Laura Stiles.
And oh my God, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Laura, did you see the, I got a shout out to the writer who gave me a dope piece, Craig Jenkins in New York Magazine. Probably the best bit of press that I did the whole time. If anyone gets a minute, it's on Vulture/New York Magazine, but it was a really cool article. And then this dude, Craig, the next day became a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, wow. He's actually a really dope writer. I follow him on Twitter, and I read a lot of his stuff. He's dope.
Yeah, Craig Jenkins, super talented. I know Michael Che is not a huge fan, because I guess Craig didn't like his show. But funny thing is, he's nominated as a finalist for the Pulitzer for criticism. That's what the Pulitzer category is in. But if you want to go look it up on New York Magazine, he wrote an article, an interview with me that was sort of about sort of the dynamics of the world that I operate in. So it was a pretty cool piece.
Nice, gotta check it out.
Laura Stiles, what's happening in the Laura Stiles world these days? When's your album coming out?
No album dropping. The only thing that's been dropping around my house is diapers, okay?
And diarrhea from Pee Wee.
Oh, God.
How's Pee Wee doing, by the way? Has he recovered from the incident last week?
He has. Poor baby. If anyone, for people can relate, because if you have a senior dog, you know, it just starts going down after a while. You know what I mean? Like, there's always something wrong. But now he's good, man. I had to get him some antibiotics, but he's better.
Wow. Yesterday, you'll appreciate this. Yesterday, Laura, I was walking down the hall at 10 o'clock at night, heading back to my apartment. And me and Natalie saw a neighbor who was walking with her dog.
Yeah.
And Natalie and I didn't have our dogs with us for once, because her dog's at her parents' house in Brooklyn. And Bear is with his mom in Midtown. So that we had no dog. So we see another dog, and I don't have to worry about getting Bear out of the way so he doesn't bark, or I was just able to appreciate how cute this dog was. So you know me, Laura, just like you, I pet the dog. The dog comes up and I start petting the dog. And the dog starts peeing on the rug in the hallway as I'm petting the dog. And now I feel really bad, because I'm like, oh, it's my fault, because you were on your way to take the dog out.
Right,
and I stopped
it.
But it's so funny. Pet owners have this natural tendency, and I get it because I am one. The owner was so embarrassed. And when you're a pet owner yourself, you're like, I don't care. I get it. Your dog started taking a leak in the middle of the hallway. We've all had it happen. Look at Laura. Her dog doo-dooed on her foot while she was on the radio.
It happens, man. I couldn't believe it.
Laura, I mean, it wasn't just random. Pee-wee decided to use your foot as toilet paper. You don't see that every day.
He got scared and ran to my foot and sat on it. And I felt a squishy, disgusting feeling. Terrible.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning. Hey, by the way, speaking of poop on the foot, guess who's back?
Damn.
Wow.
It's DJ John.
Damn.
DJ John. The DJ John.
Nice DJ John. Vacation John back.
I'm back, baby.
Yo, Double Vacay John is back from Jamaica, and, you know, listen, I appreciate you reaching out to me while we were both in Jamaica.
Facts.
Now, listen.
Yeah, man.
John, I hope you respected the level to which I was like, you know what, listen, you're 25 minutes away. If we want to hang out, let's just hang out in New York. This feels like a bit too much.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mind. I didn't care.
You were just doing the obligatory, polite, let me reach out because we're both here.
No, I love you, man. Why would I not?
Oh, John, I love you too.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Laura, you understand what I mean, right? I hit him with the real.
I said,
John, our resorts are 25 minutes apart. We live 25 minutes apart from New York. We haven't hung out in a year. Do we really have to fight to make this happen right now? Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Well,
you know what
welcome
I'm
back, John. Look at your, you have a fabulous tan. I mean, I would too if I did back-to-back vacations.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo. Tan well deserved.
Yo, that double vacay tan hitting so different. John, John, you could get a new sponsorship line, skincare products, moisturizer. You have a whole Hue. You,
yo, what's that?
New
Hawaiian
Hue
Tropics, whatever, all that stuff.
Hawaiian Tropics.
Suntan lotion.
It's good.
Damn.
I feel great, man. Mexico was great. Jamaica was amazing. Love it, man. Love it. Spend time with
family. I bet you don't have the proper lobster red that I have on the bottom of my stomach right now. You guys don't understand. No, no, no. You guys don't understand.
Let's compare tans, baby.
You don't understand these white problems sometimes. You think you put on enough spray. I thought I did.
Doesn't work.
You know, and my girl is Middle Eastern, so she's good. She's good. I have to keep applying. I only applied once. Mm. Oh.
Oh, you have the same problem my girl has because she's like more like Caucasian, so her tan is a little difficult. She gets red first, and then she gets brown. So you're like the same category.
I like how you described it. She's more Caucasian. Yes, I am more Caucasian. That's right. And let me tell you, it sucks. This redness. But yo, in all seriousness, before we get to DJ Jonks, we were both just in Jamaica. Man, let me big up the Jamaican people one time. Every time I go to Jamaica, man, like this time I wasn't able to move around like I did last time I went to Kingston and really got to move around and see people. But even just being on the resort and dealing with staff there, of which there were so many people there, mm-hmm. Yo, it's just the best vibe. It's just the best energy, the best people to be around.
Right. Like, amazing.
It was
food.
So when you DJ'd the party, did them Soca tunes ring off though?
Yo, Shawnee Culture, let me tell you right now, that cast, ooh. Hello, yep. Hello.
That's the vibe.
That
right?
Hello? Yeah. Nah, the Soca vibes were fantastic. The bride and her friends and her family were super pleased. So Shawnee Culture, big up yourself for the Trini tune recommendations. DJ John, what do you have for the people today?
For the first time ever this year, 2021, I'm giving away Summer Jam tickets, baby.
Wow.
I mean,
you're welcome.
I hate to burst your bubble, but Cass One has been giving them out.
Yeah, man.
No, well, no, I said,
by
me,
the way,
me,
by the
oh,
way,
you, me,
you're welcome,
me.
John. I got you some real prizes out here. I made you hot out here, man.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's, wow. I had to leave to get these tickets. You know what I'm saying? It's we need to get the tickets out. He left. Let's, you know, when he comes back, let's get it. Get things tight and situated. Whatever, but thanks, Cass.
Whatever,
appreciate
whatever
it.
Makes you feel better, man.
Yeah, I don't really know what you're saying, DJ John. Either way, call us up right now, 1-800-223-9797. If you're smarter than DJ John, you're getting summer jammies, yeah. Baby. That's very exciting, DJ John. Yeah, and you get them from the new Hue Hefner, a.k.a. DJ John.
Hue Hefner?
Yeah, new Hue, because you got a whole new Hue right now.
I feel good, man. I feel amazing. Lost some weight on the vacation.
Wow.
I feel good. Yo, listen, these tickets hasn't gone on sale yet, so be calling number 9 right now. So,
yo, when do you guys think we're finding out the Summer Jam lineup?
I've been snooping around. No one wants to say anything. I'm trying to find out what's happening, but I know that they're planning something really special. I know that.
Do you know? We don't know when the artist announces yet, though.
No,
I guess we still have a full 2 months before Summer Jam, baby. A little more than 2 months. So,
yo, this Summer Jam is gonna be so lit. You know how excited people are to come out. The energy is gonna be crazy.
60,000 people.
It's gonna be something, fam.
Let me tell you something. Based on the amount of people flying places right now, and if you look at trying to buy a flight right now to go somewhere appealing, based on those prices. Evidence suggests people are outside. Very much so.
People are outside.
Shawnee, who do we have on the phone?
We have Selena.
Hey, Selena.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
We're fantastic, Selena. How are you?
Where you at?
I'm good. I'm excited. I'm driving back from Atlantic City right now, actually.
Oh, dude, pray tell. What were you doing in Atlantic City? Were you just down there betting a little bit, visiting family? What were you doing in AC?
Yeah, betting a little bit. Yeah, I was with my family, betting a little bit, lost a little bit. But it's all right. I had fun. It was good.
All right. Well, let's try to turn your luck around by beating DJ John. Laura Stiles, what is the question?
Okay, here we go. Can you tell us what country was Bob Marley from?
He's from Jamaica.
By the way, that is incredible. Good job, Selena. What are you? What are you, a professor of international studies? My God.
Wow.
Hey, John, stop looking up Marley's Wikipedia page, bro. I see you.
No, I'm not.
No, all right, DJ.
I already saw. Here we go. Nah,
here's
saw.
Your question.
Okay.
It's okay. Focus, DJ John. Who is the technical leader of Jamaica?
Technical leader. And leader in what sense? Like the team, the Jamaican soccer team, bobsled team? Like what leader are we talking about?
Right,
like
you,
president
you already
leader?
Lost.
Oh.
Like political? Like the prime minister?
Yes. It's actually Queen Elizabeth II because they are a constitutional monarchy and a Commonwealth of England still.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
The prime minister?
No, you are. You don't have to answer this, Selena. You first of all, Selena, just sit back and win.
Selena, you good?
You're trying to give yourself an L. Guess what, Selena? In spite of you trying to lose, you won tickets to Summer Jam, baby.
Yeah.
Yay! Woo!
Baby,
Selena, have you ever been? Selena. You ever been to Summer Jam before?
No, I haven't, but I'm very excited.
Selena, let me tell you something right now. Selena, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, 22? This perfect. Is perfect. Yes, you're in the zone. Now, listen, when you got to pick the right friend. You're going to have to pick the right friend for that second ticket. Someone who you're really going to want to ride with so you can have an experience of all experiences. August 22nd, MetLife Stadium Summer Jam is back. Selena, you're in the building. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Thank you so much. Hot 97, I love you.
Laura Styles, what's coming up in Flashing Lights?
Well, coming up in a Flashing Lights report, this story is a little nuts. So Kanye West ended up flipping out during a court-ordered deposition. And he even decided to put a Jesus mask on. I'll give you the details on the story coming up next.
He put a Jesus mask on. Yeah, I need some questions.
Rosenberg.
Come on, I'm trying to move forward with Kanye. I'm trying to move into a new, better space with Kanye. Let's keep it moving, man.
He's a musical genius.
That's right. He's something. Oh, Laura, why'd I do this?
What?
Why'd I end up searching for Andrew Yang and Puerto Rican Day Parade?
Oh, God.
I just off the cuff mentioned that. I didn't really want you to go look at it.
I know, but now you know I couldn't resist seeing him doing dances like he's for real dancing hard.
And the suit? Did he have the suit on in the one you saw?
Yes.
It's weird. It looks weird.
Yo, he is just in. Yo, like
a mess.
Yang is such a nice guy in our interactions with him, but his level of cheesiness as a politician for me is so hard to get past. Yo, I'll be honest, man. There's 50 million candidates running for mayor. Early voting has already started. Election day is officially next Tuesday. This is an incredibly important election as a city, as we're trying to bounce back from this COVID, this incredibly tough time for the city in general. And we have all these candidates, Laura, and I don't know, man. I like a few. I do. I like a few, but I haven't.
But I'm not passionate about anybody.
I don't have that one who I both like their policy and feel their energy as a human being.
Right. Like, I was just playing a Shawnee Cultura clip of an interview that Eric Adams had recently where he's talking about, with new technology, you know, we can continue learning virtually, one teacher to 300 to 400 students. I'm like, what?
Right.
Like, what are you saying? Why are you saying this?
I don't know why he would do it. That's a weird choice for Adams, too, because I don't know what crowd that appeals to. I don't know who is the we want virtual schooling permanently crowd. I don't think that is a thing. But it's funny because Adams, to Shawnee's point, and we know Shawnee has a working relationship with him over the years. Yeah. I'll say this. Adams, I don't agree with some of his policy and his police stuff concerns me, etc. But in terms of the energy when talking to him, he's probably my favorite one. Yeah, like, I like talking to Adams. I think he seems... The vibe he gives is of a caring, good dude.
Yeah, right. But at the end of the day, you got to pay attention to those policies, where they stand on the issues that affect New Yorkers. That's the most important part.
I agree. But also, like we always say, they're only going to come through on so many of these policies anyway. I mean, let's keep it real. We spend all of our time talking to these people about social issues, social justice, and police. You know what percentage of their work that's going to be? We act like the only thing they're going to be worried about is police brutality. Right. And it's a nice thought. It is going to be 2% of what they have to deal with.
Right.
That's very true.
And we spend so much time on the issues that we want to hear them talk about. But that's why I do worry about their energy, too, because it's like, what do they put across when it just comes to who they appear to be as a human being? And no, that's not everything, right? Like, there are good-seeming people who will be terrible and bad-seeming people who maybe they don't have a good vibe. Like, you know, like, Maya Wiley's not sweet and cuddly, but I love her policy. Catherine Garcia, her policy seems amazing. She's like talking to a ruler.
Yeah, boring.
So it's, you know, but listen, we have ranked choice this time, guys, and that means we got to all pay attention to the ones we're interested in, and then we can rank them 1 through 5 and see where we land. Yeah. But right now, somehow, Yang is still at the top, which I find surprising. So is Eric Adams. I guess people go with the names that they know. So far, that's what it looks like. We will, of course, have more on this over the next week as we get ready for Election Day on the 22nd. But now, it's time for the Flashing Lights Report with Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
So this story is an allhiphop.com exclusive. I guess they received certain documents. And they put out the, you know, the story saying that Kanye West gave a jaw-dropping performance during a deposition for a lawsuit. And now he's facing sanctions. So he had a court-ordered deposition earlier this week. A company called My Channel has been fighting to get Kanye in court for an in-person deposition for a while now. But a judge allowed him to be quizzed virtually because of COVID, blah, 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 right? So earlier this week, My Channel's lawyers filed an emergency motion to get Kanye into court. And people are saying that he pretty much flew off the handle, like went crazy. They're saying that All Hip Hop obtained these, court filings. And that Kanye kept calling the lawyer, who's a white guy, boy, at least 12 times during the heated deposition.
Yo, that was so crazy.
Which only lasted 10 minutes until Kanye got really frustrated, terminated the meeting, and walked off. But during those 10 minutes, they're saying that Kanye refused to look at the lawyer, would not stop playing with his phone, referred to his own mental geniuses while asking the lawyer if he was effing stupid, refused to answer any questions. And at one point, he told him he was lucky to be deposing the richest black man in America and a black Trump supporter. And that he couldn't be bothered with these things because he had lives and diets to change. I can't.
What did that mean, diet? Is he in? Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. And then the deposition went off the rails when Kanye put on a full face hood, and which covered his face with Jesus Christ image on it. So what? You couldn't see him, and it muffled his voice. This sounds like a nightmare.
Damn, Kanye.
Yo, man.
And this company, My Channel, is basically trying to get $63,000 because, you know, Kanye used their business plans to sell merch. So all they want to do is get paid. So this is all over $63,000.
Yo, by the way, maybe there's a precedent he doesn't want to set. But when I read it, I was just like, why don't you just throw him the 63 grand? You know what I mean? I mean, you're worth supposedly billions. Now, maybe it's a precedent he doesn't want to set. I don't know enough about the legalese of it all. But I'll just say, I don't know. Like, we keep hoping Kanye's going to act, you know, get better. Mm-hmm. Or, like, seem like he's normal. Or disavow Donald Trump. Or, you know, do any of those things. But
it's not happening, guys. This is who he is.
I think I just got to ignore it and just enjoy Kanye's music. And I never like right. to do that. It's so hard, though. You want to feel a kinship for the artists you like, not just be like, I like their music, but I think that they suck. You want to be able to appreciate them as a person, but doesn't sound like he's quite figured out or gotten the help yet that he needs. That's at least what it feels like. So hopefully he'll get there.
That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:07. High of 72 degrees today. It's going to be rain all day, and alternate site parking rules are in effect.
Hey, Laura, can you also mention, I saw you post on social about Envision Fest Miami.
Ah, yes. You know, my Young Women's Empowerment Expo Envision Fest. You can get more info on Instagram. Just follow ENVSN Fest, Envision Fest. Yeah, we're doing a pop-up in Miami.
When is that?
It's going down. So you guys can get more info if you go to my IG page at Laura Styles with a Z, and the link is in my bio. So it's coming to Miami on July 8th. It's a one-day event. So it's
July
8th, a lot of fun.
Miami, yep. Envision Fest returns. Hopefully there'll be one back in New York ASAP.
There will be. Next year.
Oh, soon come. We got a lot more to do. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg.
WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Good morning, Laura. You're saying lots of rain all day today, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It rain in and out, but it's going to be one of those days where you need an umbrella for sure if you plan to step out.
I'll tell you what. Getting back yesterday from Jamaica, I was not mad at the temperature here. That 70s felt nice. Like, as amazing as it was in Jamaica, it was at a point where, like, I jumped right into absolute heat from here where it had been, like, we've been warming up.
Right.
And you would step outside in the morning and be like, yeah, dang, what's going on out here?
Over there.
Yeah. You'd be like, how do you live like this? This is hot. Like, you needed to be in the pool. You felt like you needed to be in water all day long.
Caribbean vibes.
And then guess what? The Caribbean vibes hit my white body, and it turns into red, painful burns.
Peppers.
Oh, Lord.
Red lobster. Bun.
Red lobster without the bread.
Damn.
Yo, man, by the way, the fruit was so delicious. God dang. Yo, I'll tell you one thing. If a mango doesn't make you believe in God, I don't know what will.
Talk about it.
Mango, the nectar of the sweet, sweet Lord. So delightful. But I'll tell you this right now. I don't care who feels away about it. Papaya looks like it's going to be so good, and it's so not that good to me.
Bro, I love papaya. But people are like, I know, it smells like stinky. It's stinky. Yeah.
It smells like B.O. No, first of all, let's be clear. It smells sometimes like straight up B.O.
But it's bomb, right, Shawty?
I love papaya.
What do you like about it? It has no taste.
You can't compare it to mango. That's a bad
hell no. You can't compare it to anything with taste.
Nah, it's good. If you get a nice
ripe papaya,
ripe,
is good.
Sweet papaya.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Ripe and sweet. But is it actually sweet?
Yes. It is. If you get a good one.
A good one.
I had ripe ones. These were the best ones I had. Let me be clear. The best ones I've ever had were this week. They were confirmed ripe. Uh-huh. And sweet.
And you were like, eh.
Eh. I mean, especially next to the mango and the pineapple. Yeah,
it's an acquired taste. But you know what? Papaya, I got you, man. I stuff
with
you.
Yeah, you acquire it all the way the hell out of here, as far as I'm concerned.
It's like honeydew and cantaloupe. You know how like...
No. No, because honeydew and cantaloupe at their most ripe are at least sweet and have taste.
Papaya too.
Cass One, are you with me?
I'm with you, Rosenberg. Absolutely.
Even at their most ripe, it's like clay.
But if you get a bad one, it's like, eh.
Yeah, that's too much of a game to play for me, man. I don't have time to choose a bad one and a good one.
Just get that mango.
Rosenberg, did you have any Aki while you were out there?
I did not have any Aki. I don't think. Hold on. Oh, Aki is Aki a veggie?
It's like breakfast food.
You see?
Aki and saltfish.
I got shamed yesterday because I couldn't really figure out what Aki was.
It's a fruit.
So I was at a food truck and they had Aki. And they were like, yo, would you like some Aki? And I'm like, what is that?
Wow.
No, you shouldn't be shamed. I think I saw it listed as something that came with something, but I didn't have any Aki.
Aki and saltfish?
Yes.
Yes.
Aki and saltfish.
It came with the saltfish, exactly.
Yeah, you mix it up. It's one of the traditional dishes of Jamaica. It is like the traditional, not the, but it's like one of the main ones.
Yo, well, listen, there are a lot of traditional, let's be real. There are a lot of traditional dishes. I had...
In Jamaica.
Yes. I had oxtail. I had curry goat. Mm-hmm. I had kalaloo.
Kalaloo.
I had...
curry goat.
Matt...
Curry goat. Yeah, even jerk more. Chicken.
Oh, well, yeah, but they weren't jerking it right.
My lord.
Whoa, wait, yo, wow. My lord. All right.
Now, listen, you can't just call it jerk chicken and have a side of sauce.
Nah, it wasn't a real chicken.
You know, like, it wasn't... Shouldn't your lips have a little burn? You should have a little kick.
Yeah, you got to put it on the grill.
Yeah, that was resort jerk chicken. It wasn't...
Yo, you want to know the funniest, whitest moment of the whole trip? Was they had Jamaican night, was Friday night at the resort. So they had a big buffet. And this was the one me and my girl were the most excited for because it was just Jamaican food, not attempting to make like fancy resort food. Just give me the oxtail, the curry goat, all of it. Mm. And we get up there, and I would say of the people at the resort, the wedding that I was DJing for was very biracial. Mm-hmm. But everyone else at the resort was white, right?
Yeah, man.
When we get up to where the buffet is, there is a beautiful station of the Kalaloo.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody online. There is the oxtail curry goat.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody online.
Okay.
What?
There is the jerk chicken and Shawnee, what are they? They called it festivals.
The festivals, yeah.
Delicious.
Which are hush puppies, basically.
Hush puppies.
Yeah, it's the same as hush puppies. Delicious.
I don't know what hush puppies are, but yeah, okay.
They're festivals, Shawnee. They're delicious fried, you know, carb deliciousness. Dough.
Right.
All that deliciousness of ethnic goodness. No line. The salad bar had a 30-minute line.
The salad bar. All right.
What? I was just looking at these white people. I'm like, you see spice and you have to just run to the salad bar? I went and looked at the salad bar. I'm like, what is it? Did they sprinkle something in here that I didn't know about?
Just lettuce.
It was just lettuce, some beets. So, I mean, listen, it was fine, but everyone was online for the salad. Not enough people online for the delicious oxtail curry goat.
Did you have any rice and peas?
Did I have any rice and peas? Shawnee, when I left, my nickname was Rice and Pea Rosenberg. That's what they call me in these streets.
That's what's sad.
I mean, shouts to all the Jamaican people out there. It's funny. We were saying it was like Hot 97 Mix Show Power Summit. I was out there. Enough's out there. Juanito was out there. Mad people in Jamaica. Wow. But I'll tell you guys what. I was looking up trying to travel again because this was just for a wedding weekend. I was trying to do a real trip, guys. The prices are insane right now.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. Do you know that I was looking up tickets for my sister and my mother to come visit? Usually, you know, a trip from L.A. to New York is about like between $300 and $500, right?
Correct. Yes.
Two tickets. When I pressed the button, the OK button, I was like, "Oh wait a second, wait, what? It was $1,500."
Yo,
$15.
Yeah, I tried to book a ticket recently too. It was $1,000. That was just maybe 5-6 months ago. $200-$300.
Well, so there's two different things we have to think about. Number one, there's comparing it like Laura is and like I was doing because I'm trying to take a trip to LA. And Laura, I was seeing $900 round trip.
Yes,
and
it's
I'm used to $300 to $400 round trip. Now, Shawnee, you might also be comparing it even worse to mid COVID prices.
Right.
So here's what's so messed up. Like, I get it, right? The airlines lost money. No one was flying for months, and they lost money. Mm-hmm. And the prices went way down, and you could fly anywhere and whatever. Now vaccinations are here. People are out and about, and the airlines are trying to make up their money. But two things. Number one, could y'all, like, just maybe take your time and not gouge us in 1 minute so people can't even afford to visit their family?
Right.
Like, the airlines are the only business I know that operates in this way where it's like they don't even hide their gouging. It's just like, we are going to force you. And if, God forbid, you need to travel because of an emergency, you're just screwed.
Right. And then to get back in the country, if it's international flights, you have to get the COVID test, which is how much?
Oh.
To get back in.
Well, I spent at the resort, we spent $100 per test.
Okay.
To get back in the country. But like Juanito hadn't gotten his, he'd forgotten. And so when he got to the airport to go to Jamaica, he had to get a rapid test at the airport. They banged him for $250 each.
What?
Wow.
$500 you drop on COVID
wow.
test.
Yo,
here's my question too. Let's just have real talk. Do you think if you're like at a resort, you know, you're in Jamaica, you're in Trinidad, you're wherever you're at, right? Mm-hmm. DR, and you're at a resort and they do the COVID test so you can travel back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they even give anyone negative tests? Or it's just like they take the money, they give you a positive test and send you home.
Right.
Cause do they really want to be in the business of telling people, oh, no, sorry. I mean, now, listen, maybe in one sense, the resort could make more money to keep you there for 2 weeks. But I just wonder. So on top of everything else, you have more expenses. And not to mention, it's more annoying to travel internationally. Mm-hmm. You have to fill out paperwork well in advance. You have to show up and present your negative COVID test in addition to the paperwork that you filled out to go to the country. Mm-hmm. In addition to the fact that traveling internationally is always, while it's fun, it's always a bit of a headache.
Right.
But and then just, the prices are just crazy.
The prices are nuts. I mean, the best advice, I guess, try to just plan super ahead. Because you, like, when we looked at tickets, you were like, well, August doesn't look so bad. I wasn't trying to travel in August. I was trying to do it before. But just prepare yourself because it's expensive.
Now, real quick, a lot of people asking. You know, they saw me on my Instagram, at Rosenberg Radio. And they saw me dive for the first time the other day. And saw my lady on there, Natalie. And so people, the question is, well, how was the vacation? Because we met during COVID. So what's the relationship going to be like when you get out of COVID? And I will just say that we passed the international vacation test, had a great time together.
Amazing.
Had a ball. There was no weirdness, no like, oh, man, I thought you were different when we were inside.
It's a thing. That happens.
But that's the thing, Laura. A lot of people right now going on trips like, yo, who have I been dating?
Right.
You know what I'm saying, Laura? Didn't you have a story of a friend who went on vacation with someone and realized they were a complete disaster?
Yeah, they had dated. They started dating during COVID, and then they went on their first trip to Puerto Rico, and she absolutely hated the person he was. He didn't want to leave the resort. Didn't want to try any new food. Didn't want to do anything. And she was like, I can't do this with you. It happens.
Wait, 1-800-223-9797. If you've ever had this experience, I need to hear. Like, you thought the person was great, then you got on vacation with them, and you're like, oh, my God. See, Laura, I thought what you were going to describe, you know the episode of The Office when Michael Scott becomes Date Mike, and he puts on a Kangol and starts acting like a D-bag? That's what I thought you were going to say, was like the second he got on vacation, he became like, vacation, Steve, but he was just a bore.
Yeah. He just did not want to do anything. It was just not fun at all. It actually became really annoying.
Well, we should probably ask my lady. That might have been me, actually, now that I think about it.
Didn't want to do nothing.
I mean, listen, she didn't press to want to do more. Oh. But, like, when we got there, she, like, saw signs. She's like, oh, we could go. You know, when you get to the airport, like, oh, we could go do that. And we could go do that. And I was like, yeah, but we're going to a really nice resort. We could just not do anything. Isn't that the point of the nice resort?
Uh-oh.
She's like, you're whack.
Seems like you were that guy.
No, I swear she had fun. I swear.
Did she?
Okay.
Did she?
Swear.
We don't know.
I was a great time. I mean, I hung out by the pool.
Uh-huh.
I hung out by the ocean.
Okay.
I ate delicious curry goat and callaloo.
Okay. But no Duns River Falls. No canoeing.
No excursions. Did you guys leave the resort?
There's a curfew, Cass. You can't leave the resort.
During the day. Never left the resort.
No excursion.
You didn't take her to do any marvelous photo shoots that, you know.
She is a photographer, so she would love some beautiful views.
Uh-oh.
Right.
All right. Well, let's peep somebody else's experience. Someone's on the line right now.
Yeah, we got Mike.
Mike.
Hello?
Mike, hey, what happened? Going? Talk to us. Tell us about your vacation disaster.
Well, at first, it was great. We were together for like 3 months or so. It was an amazing time. Then all of a sudden, we decided to go to vacation during this. And I figured out she was like a wannabe stripper. No matter where we went, she couldn't stop like trying to get on top of a bar top or dancing. See? It was just insane. Like, it was a good time, but it ended up being like not a time I wanted to be with somebody, you know?
Oh, my God.
By the way, I got to tell you right now, that's my number one nightmare scenario. For me.
Jeez. Like someone who can't control their liquor and starts wilding out automatically, like, on top of a bar.
Right, like, yeah, like you're at a wedding or an event and all of a sudden the person's an absolute maniac.
Wow.
All right, what do we got here, Shawnee? Who's this?
This is still Mike.
Bye, Mike. Thank you. You're great. Who else we got, Shawnee Culture?
We got Ricky.
All right, let's take one more from Ricky. Ricky, you were dating someone, you went on vacation, and it was a nightmare.
Man, I went up to Florida. She actually moved to Florida. So I went back up to meet her. And she's Puerto Rican. And I didn't know Puerto Rican people, they don't like vegetables.
What?
And I'm a big... they don't like a lot of vegetables. They don't eat a ton of vegetables. And I cooked. And she just wasn't into it, man.
Well, I don't know if she represented all Puerto Ricans not liking vegetables, but that was the worst thing that happened was you got there and you realized she didn't like vegetables?
It probably was your cooking.
Exactly.
Hit the button.
Get out of here.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hey. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, good morning. Laura, you ready for some guru time?
Let's do it. Let's heal the world.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura,
world.
You know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com, yes. Where the gurus unite to cleanse the bad energy in the room and in the world. As Shiny Culture burns sage, Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises.
In through the nose, out through the mouth. Exhale.
As we help a fellow fought in need.
That's right. Save a life.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. The Guru Laura. Hello, Almighty Gurus. And Ebro and DJ Cass One. I would like to remain anonymous. I would like the insight of the entire cast. I'm a 27-year-old male with a past of sleeping around with different women. I love the thrill of seeing who I could get next.
Okay.
Which made me decide to not be in a relationship for 6 years. Till I met my girl now. We've been together for 8 months, and it's going fantastic. I met her entire family, and they treat me like I'm part of the family. She's a wonderful woman who's just as chill and mellow as I am.
Okay.
We take trips together, work out together, practically do everything together. The relationship is great. However, lately, I've been checking out other females. And it seems like my old ways are trying to pull me back. I stop myself from entertaining the thought because I do not want to mess this relationship up. But these females have been looking good. It gets me thinking if I'm forever cursed to being an F-boy. Will I ever grow out of this? I would like to know how you guys handle this situation, as I'm sure I'm not the only guy who's going through this. Thank you guys so much for the insight. Much love to every one of you. P.S. Shout out to Africa.
Shout out to Africa, yo. That's a fact. I mean, are you ever going to grow out of being attracted to other people?
Yeah, what's the question?
I mean, I wouldn't say...
There's a difference, no, right? You can find people attractive, but it's up to you if you want to act on it. Like, that's a whole different level.
The trick is discipline, bro.
Well, I think he's asking, will he ever grow out of wanting to act on it?
Maybe not. But the discipline part is to not act on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to want to, you're going to see them, they're going to look good, and a part of you may want to engage, but you have to stop yourself if you feel like who you're with is valuable and you don't want to lose
it. Right. Are you willing to give up your relationship? Are you willing to lose everything for this other person? You got to ask yourself that too, you know? Because there has a time where you have to make decisions, you know? Unless your partner now wants to be in an open relationship, but I doubt that.
Right.
That never works for the most part.
So yeah, once things settle down and the honeymoon wears off.
Right.
You start, and by the way, and now everyone's back outside.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's hot. And the girl's been locked up too. So everyone's ready to go crazy.
Yep.
And you're going to notice a lot more.
Yep.
You have to make a conscious decision. It's never going to be like you're just going to see hot 25-year-old in crazy outfit and just be like, I don't even see that. I am looking at air. Hey,
you don't even want to be that dude.
Right. You know, like, it's okay to me. So you can admire, be like, oh, that person looks good. Like, it's okay. But it's a whole different level if you're going to be like, wait, let me search for this IG account and DM and try to, you know, try to meet up with them. That, now you're going to a different place. And to Shawnee's point, to all of our points, you have to decide whether it's worth giving up what you have right now. Because it seemed like you're in a healthy relationship.
Yeah, is it worth it? The family likes him. They work out together, travel. Like, you found the one because you was a player and you found one that's like, yo, I'm willing to lock in with this. And now the novelty has worn off. And now the hot chicks is out.
And the freaks come out at night and day and all the time. And day. The freaks come out at night. And
it feels to me like this man still wants to be a Gyalis.
Yeah, of course.
This
yeah,
man's a gallus.
It sounds like it, because to quote the great Shawnee Culture, mm-hmm. you know, love without responsibility is amazing.
It's amazing. But you know, but, love, the flip side is, or in addition to, love is a duty. You know what I'm saying? So you got to put in the work. If you right. feel like she's the one, then, you know, lock in, bro.
But what if he doesn't know? He might not know if she's the one, but he wants to give it a chance. And at the same he's struggling because everyone's so hot out here. It's going to feel like a struggle to some degree.
But you have to make that decision. And if you really don't want to be with this person and you want to start creeping, I'm going to tell you this. Do that woman a favor and let her know that you don't necessarily want to be, you know, in a committed
lockdown
relationship.
Facts.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Facts.
Be honest. Just be honest about where you stand and if you still want to see other people. Don't waste your time.
I think the service that we can do here, though, is the gurus, is to tell people something that's not spoken of out loud enough, mm-hmm. which is that it's hard. It's always hard. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. you never get to a point where, like, you just see a smoking hot woman and are like, I don't care. Look the other way. Yes, fine, you do the first month when you're like, oh my God, I can't stop thinking about this person.
Right.
But once you get into normalcy, it's hard. And I just think it's important that you know that it's normal to feel that way. And the line is whether or not you can just be like, okay, put it aside and be happy with what you're in, mm-hmm. versus, as Laura said, you're trying to do research, you're trying to make a conversation happen. Mm-hmm. Then you've got problems. You don't want to be doing that. And all that playing the game of like, oh yeah, but I could just flirt a little bit. Let me just play around with it. That ain't the way to go.
Don't open that door, fam. Don't open that door. So just make sure you're ready. You know what I mean? If you really feel like, listen, I don't want to be in this relationship with this wonderful person. If you care about her, you would be honest and let her go. But if you feel like you want to be, you know, want to give it a real shot, do not play. Do not play.
Right.
That's it.
So say the gurus.
Or in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Straight. No weakness.
I mean, you could also make a decision to just become a full-time gyalis.
Yeah, I mean, you're 27. You know what I'm saying?
Burn it down.
You want to be free? Be free. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
But keep it a buck.
Just lit 27 matches.
I was ready.
Yeah, all right, Laura, let's get into the flashing lights.
Let's go.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Now, Darnella Frazier is the young woman who recorded the 8-minute video where we saw George Floyd's murder. Now, she's been recognized for her brave actions. She now, you know, the Pulitzer announced that they're awarding her with a special citation.
Wow.
So according to the Washington Post, they said that it was courageous, her reporting of the murder. The video spurred protest of police brutality around the world. The conversation happened. It was heightened because of, you know, her work. It highlighted the crucial role of citizens and journalists on the quest for truth and justice. So she's being honored. I mean, wow. And she's young. I think she's like 16, 17 years old.
Yeah, I think she's 18 now. She was 17 when it happened. But,
the pressure on that young woman. Like, I was, you know, after I read this article, I just remember, like, her. She's been off social media. But the last post that she put up was during, you know, when the guilty verdict came in. And she was just like, she talked about how anxious she's been and how she's been, you know, emotionally distraught over all of this. And she was like, thank you for justice, but I can't even imagine being in her shoes. You know what I mean? And she was very brave to be able to stand there and record the whole thing. Because of her, the whole world got to see it.
No, she absolutely, when you think about what the point of the Pulitzer is and recognizing journalism, I mean, without that video, the world is a different place. And she's had to suffer so much, and she's had to deal with so much and fear so much and the trauma. So, yeah, good for her.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, I know she's getting a lot of praise and recognition, but I'm sure she had to deal with a wave of disgusting people coming for her, too. that has to be something.
Oh,
that,
of course.
That, you know, that really, you know, could affected her being so young, you know. So just, you know, what an amazing person, though. Over the weekend, Kamala Harris was the very first vice president of the United States to march in solidarity with LGBTQ rights. Her and her husband, Doug, walked on the streets in Washington, D.C. during, for Pride March. So that people were saying that there was no advance notice that she was going to show. So it was like a big surprise to everybody who was marching. So she popped up there and they both marched for a couple blocks or so. But she also spoke at the Capitol Pride rally, urging Congress to pass the Equality Act. She said, we need to make sure our transgender community and our youth are all protected, and we still need protections around employment and housing.
I will take it. Listen, is everything what we wanted exactly? No. And I mean, let's be honest, not everyone's even been able to pay attention to everything because we've been so busy dealing with the fact that people are going back outside and vaccinations, etc., that we can't say everything there is to say necessarily about the Biden-Harris administration. But again, what was always important to me was about them setting a tone that was different than the tone set by the previous administration. So when you just hear about something simple like marching in solidarity, we shouldn't take it for granted. Because guess what? Don't recall Vice President Pence getting out there to march for in solidarity of Pride Month.
He would never. That's your
for many reasons.
Right. That's your flash on light report. The time is 8:55. It's going to be raining all day today, guys. High of 72 degrees and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Wake the ass up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Right here. Hot 97. The number one station for hip hop.